Chapter 32. Now when Nero was informed of the reverses sustained in Judah, he was filled, as was natural, with secret consternation and alarm. But in public, he manifested disdain and was angered, saying,
"Indeed, these unfortunate incidents were due to remiss generalship rather than to the excellence of our foes."
But the majesty of the command made him think it fit for him to treat such misfortunes with lofty contempt, and to appear to possess a soul superior to all accidents. Yet truly, the perturbation in his soul was betrayed by his anxious countenance. He deliberated. To whose souls could he entrust the East in its present commotion? Whom indeed could he entrust with the task of bringing retribution upon the Judean insurgents, while also preventing a revolt of the neighboring nations, which were already catching the contagion? He could find no one but Vespasianus equal to the task and capable of undertaking a war of such a vast scale. This man had, from his youth, grown old in his service in the army, and earlier in his career, he had already pacified and indeed restored the West to Roman rule, when it had been put into disorder by the Germans. But through arms, he had also obtained Britannia, which until then was almost unknown. And in this way, he afforded Nero's father, Claudius, the honors of a triumph without costing him any personal exertion. Nero also regarded this account as a favorable omen, and saw Vespasianus as a man with the steadiness resulting from years of experience, and that he had sons who would be sure hostages for his fidelity, and that his ripe manhood would act as the arm of their god's prudence. Perhaps he was also moved by foresight, which was already shaping the destinies of the future emperor. So Nero sent this man to take command of the armies in Syria. At this urgent crisis, Nero lavished upon him both soothing and flattering compliments, which are required by emergencies of this kind. Now from Achaia, where he was in attendance on Nero, Vespasianus indeed dispatched his son, Titos, to Alexandria in order to bring the 15th Legion back from there. But he himself, after crossing the Hellespont, proceeded by land to Syria, where he concentrated both the Roman forces and numerous auxiliaries furnished by the kings of the neighboring districts.